Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Right, Liverpool in action tonight against West Brom at Anfield. Kickoff is 8 p.m. Jurgen Klopp facing the media yesterday and facing a barrage of questions about rotation. He's rotated more players this season than any other team. 59 changes for Premier League matches. Surely it's the right thing to do. Let's have a chat with Andy Young from the LFC Day Trippers podcast. Morning to you, Andy.
Good morning.
Thanks for your company, pal. Jurgen facing an awful lot of questions about how many players he seems to be using, but he's sticking to his guns. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah. He's getting a bit of heat off the media at the moment. I think he generally handles them quite well, with the little, you know, small exception to the post-match interview there after the game, where he kind of let himself slip a little bit. He kind of let himself down a small bit. But now, it's all in all, I think he's handling them quite well, and he's putting them back in the box.
I mean, the intensity of Liverpool's play would suggest that he has to be really delicate with the handling of some of his key players.
Yeah, absolutely. I think last season, around December, we've seen a bit of a step off in the intensity in the play. You know, we were picking up results early in December, and throughout December there was some good wins, but it became very obvious in January, and I think the fear is definitely in Klopp's head, like with the busy Christmas period we have in England, that fear is obviously going to be there. So I think this time he's trying to mitigate that, you know.
We seem to be having this conversation every year, don't we, about the rotation. You go back 10 years, you know, even when Rafa was at the helm there, that the same headlines were being written. I don't know why people can't just accept that it's part of the modern-day game now.
Yeah. I mean, I personally do. I just think we just need to come around to that sort of thinking, you know. And like last season, when we were talking about the fact that we are so with such a lack of depth in the squad, now we have that bit of depth, and Klopp has a lot of players he can trust, but still some fans seem to have trouble coming to terms with the fact that he has to change their personnel a bit. And then they criticise him for changing, and then it turns out that Klopp had his own very legitimate reasons for taking Firmino out of the team, taking Coutinho out, and taking Salah off the pitch. People just need to relax and trust the manager, because we've got one of the best managers in the world, and we're absolutely blessed.
Is there going to be a little bit of a backlash tonight, both from, you know, the players, the manager, even the fans after the events of the weekend?
Sorry, I just lost you there for a second.
I was just saying, Andy, do you think there'll be quite the reaction tonight from what happened at the weekend? Do you think there'll be something in the players' heads, the manager's heads, almost a little bit of a determination to, you know, put on a little bit of a show tonight, put West Brom to the sword?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it'd be business as usual. I think they pick up where they before the Everton game, and I just think we'll see a good performance tonight. Hopefully, some of them players can come back into the team. We might see the front four, as they keep being called, now, and we can take West Brom to the sword.
I mean, Liverpool currently, Burnley just hopped above them in the league table last night, but Liverpool currently sitting on 30 points. So they need to keep tabs on Chelsea, who won last night. It's an important part of the year. There's so many games coming for the Reds at the moment.
Yeah, we seem to always have a team in the league every season, like a Burnley, like just a pest that's coming from above where they belong, and they're getting in the way. But I think, like, If we've any sort of ambition, we don't need to be worrying about things like that, and just keep pace on the pack of both. And I just think that Liverpool's form lately, you know, especially since the Spurs game, has been good enough to kind of finish top four, and maybe just put a bit of pressure on. We won't win the league. It's looking like City are going to win the league with an absolutely mental points accumulation. But if you can just keep the pace for Man United and try and just finish as high up the table as possible, I think that's fairly realistic for this team, you know. And if he buys in January, that'll put us in a really strong position.
And you're presuming he buys Virgil van Dijk. There's been this constant criticism of Liverpool's defence, and most notably of Dejan Lovren. Now, the manager says it's over the top and a bit unfair on the player. What's your perspective on it?
Yeah, Lovren's been criticised by, you know, a large section of the fan base for a couple of years now. Some of it's been unfair, but there's times when you just simply cannot defend Dejan Lovren. I don't like to see players getting so much criticism online. I think it does creep into the squad. I think the squad are pretty aware of it. And you know by their reaction in the media to things they say that they're feeling quite defensive over. So it's not positive to have that in the fan base. It's a bit toxic. So we just need to get off players' backs, despite what you think. Like, you know, Klopp is putting his trust in these players. Lovren would he'd be an okay squad player. I think we just probably need to have a really top class defender like Van Dijk come in as our starter, and we'll do all right. But a lot will happen in January. I'm not too sure.
Well, of course, and come January, there's a situation regarding Emre Can that still hasn't been resolved either. So he's just weeks away from being able to sign a pre-contract with another club. It seems like it's one that's just slipped away. Liverpool are resigned to losing the player now.
Yeah. I'd imagine behind the scenes it's a fairly complicated situation. It's not just the club saying we don't want to put a release clause in and him saying we do. I'd say there's a few more bits to it. I think Chance at the stage of his career where he wants to be playing football all the time and he wants to be playing in a certain role all the time, Liverpool can't offer him them promises. So he's going to go out there, see who else is offering contracts, what sort of deals are offering him. And then I think there's still a chance he might stay. But it's just unfortunate. But that's what's happening in football. Like, you know, players have a lot of power, you know. And once there's other clubs interested, their heads seem to be torn very easily. I mean, Chan's not a local. He doesn't owe us anything. So in his mind, he has to put his own career first. So we have to just accept the situation, try and prevent these happening too regular in future.
Sequence of matches taking us to the end of 2017. Of course, West Brom, Swansea, Leicester. Those are the home fixtures. Arsenal as well. What are you expecting by the time Liverpool get into the new year? Where should they be in the table?
Yeah, I think looking at the run of fixtures, I would have probably had the derby down as a win. But I remember looking back, at the time there was eight games left in the, you know, a couple of games ago for the rest of the year. And I kind of thought that we could get maybe 19 points at the time, and that would get us easily into the top four, you know, with a bit of a breathing space. So come January, I'd expect them to be towards or thereabouts.
Nice one, Andy. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.